News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Before that, we were talking earlier on about Herzog Park. This is the suggestion, again back on the agenda, that it be renamed. And we were speaking to Dahi Doolan, and Dahi Doolan outlined some of the reason why he felt it should happen.
It is a blotch on Irish history to name a park in the capital after somebody associated with that ethnic cleansing. And we strongly advocated, remain focused on renaming the park to celebrate the history of Irish Jews in Dublin, in Ireland, by renaming it after somebody far more appropriate than the former Israeli President Herzog. Challenging Zionism and the Israeli state is a legitimate political analysis, because I think the world over is looking aghast at Israel and their terrible crimes, not just in Gaza, but now they're exporting the genocide to Lebanon. So challenging Israel is not anti-Semitic. We need to move away from that.
So there you go. That was Dahi Doolan, Sinn Féin councillor in Ballyfermot. I'm joined by Oliver Sears, who's founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland. And the core argument there, Oliver, is that Chaim Herzog was involved in his role in Israel in ethnic cleansing, and therefore is an inappropriate person to be on this park. And that secondly, because of what what Dahi Doolan was suggesting was that because of his Zionist outlook, he should be removed, but that a different person from the Jewish community should have their name appended to the park. What's your reaction?
Well, good morning. Firstly, I'm very concerned about the Sinn Féin councillor's knowledge of history. Chaim Herzog was, in fact, the sixth president of Israel, not the first. And it's interesting that also how he talks about his own record combating racism, but there doesn't seem to be any concern from him about the statue of the IRA member Sean Russell, who was both a Nazi sympathizer and a renowned anti-Semite. However, putting that aside for one minute, there's absolutely no evidence that Chaim Herzog was involved in ethnic cleansing, which itself is a term that should be used extremely carefully when talking about the history of the foundation of the State of Israel. It's a term that is loaded given the history of the Holocaust. Both Palestinians and Jews were displaced after 1948. Five Arab countries attacked the fledgling Israeli state. And after that, 850,000 Jews were expelled from Arab countries. For example, take Iraq. There were 135,000 Jews in Iraq in 1948. Today, there are 10. It gives you an idea that this history is very complicated, and I have serious concerns about the motivations of these members of Dublin City Council for the proposal.
Well, I think what they are saying, what Dahi Doolan is saying, is the motivation. Even if we soften it down to the what you describe as it being complicated, I think his assertion would be that because of the complexity and the controversy around Chaim Herzog's subsequent role in Israel, that it'd be better that it stay within the Jewish community, but not him.
So I see. So he's dictating to the Jewish community which Jews are acceptable to for them. I mean, that's remarkable. Without consultation, and there was no problem for 30 years. You know, what this is in reality is a singular attack on a tiny Jewish diaspora community, blaming them for the actions of the Israeli government. You know, there is a definition of anti-Semitism by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It gives 11 examples. The Irish government are signed up to them. And one of the examples is blaming Jews anywhere for the actions of the Israeli state, or the Israeli government, rather. So definitionally, this action is anti-Semitic. And that should be called out. I'm calling it out now. I looked online at the emergency debate that these councillors held in December. And frankly, it was a fever dream of anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Without a shred of evidence, they invoked Mossad and the global Jewish lobby, whoever or whatever that is. These are really classic anti-Semitic tropes for influencing the Irish government to essentially put pressure on DCC to stop this process.
All right. Oliver, thank you. Sorry to cut across. Your time is against us. Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland. And I should be clear that Oliver is responding to what Dahi Doolan had to say earlier on. And if you missed what Dahi Doolan had to say, you can get it on newstalk.com or, of course, on the Go Loud app. And we will upload both sides of that argument.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.